When word got out that Seattle was planning to host the Alaska-Yukon-Pacific Exposition, boosters started raising money and composers started writing songs.
Meet me in dear old Seattle, my dolly. Meet me out west at the fair. Lights will be gleaming, the golden west beaming. All the old crowd will be there. I will greet you with loving caresses and call you once more baby mine. If you'll meet me in dear old Seattle, my dolly, in 1909.
These songs are written to invite people to the fair, to make Seattle sound entrancing.
Joanne Terracani is an associate professor at the University of Washington School of Music. Her students recorded the sheet music for many AYP-themed ballads, marches, and love songs. And Terracani says, with lines like, "Meet me in Seattle, my father's coming out west with cattle," it's clear that some of these songwriters had never actually been to Seattle.
It's very evident here and there in the lyrics that either the lyricist or the composer is just making up visions and ideas and images just to suit what they wanted to write.
But that didn't matter. The goal was to get people to buy sheet music, sing the songs, and make Seattle and the AYP the place to be.
Seattle was making a very determined effort to put itself on the map, using every means possible. All these songs were really meant to be commercials for the city of Seattle. They were boosting the city.
The king of expositions is the AYP, for the spirit of the place is everywhere. No other fair in history of the world will see that with Seattle's beauty can compare.
Seattle was determined that its World's Fair be the best. The famed Olmsted brothers carved lush fairgrounds out of forested land. More than 80 ornate structures housed agricultural, industrial, and cultural wonders from around the world. And from the moment the AYP fair gates opened on June 1, 1909, excitement and music filled the air.
There were concerts, there were parades, there were assemblies, and then there were dances. So I think that it was probably noisy, but fun.
Northwest music historian Peter Blecka said it was fun for fairgoers, but hard work for musicians who played live day and night without the benefit of public address systems or loudspeakers.
There was no amplified music whatsoever. There would have been no recorded music. What you would have heard probably was some level of cacophony from bands at various sites around the campus overlapping with each other. So you might have heard a Dixieland band playing down at the Pay Streak, which was their amusement park portion of the fair, overlapping with a brass band marching around the fair, or some sort of concert going on at the bandstand.
Nationally known bands such as the Frederick Innes Orchestral Band from New York City and Chicago's Ellery Band played at the AYP. So did such local favorites as Dad Wagner's band and the Seattle Symphony. Music accompanied most of the fair's big events, everything from Swedish Day to Dixie Day. And Peter Blecka says one band from the South had a huge influence on Seattle's music scene long after the fair was over.
There was a Dixieland troupe that was brought up here called the Dixieland Spectacle, and the band was Lacey's Dixieland Band. Among the members of that troupe was a dancer and a roadie, a stagehand, and those two people ended up settling in Seattle and then ended up being the grandparents of Jimi Hendrix.
We have no audio recordings from Seattle's 1909 World's Fair, but HistoryLink staff historian Alan Stein says on October 16, 1909, the closing day of the fair, each building was serenaded with music. That night, the fair's president made a final emotional speech and turned off the lights.
In the darkness, a lone bugler played taps. Thousands of voices choked through tears and sang a chorus from Auld Lang Syne. And when it was all over, the lights came back on, and everyone broke into a rousing cheer that rolled on and on for 10 long minutes.
I'm Harriet Vasquez.